I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Where are you taking us this week?
We're going to West Hollywood to a restaurant called Verlaine in the former Dominick space.
Verlaine. Okay, so it makes me think that it's going to be French.
It made me think it would be French, too. It's a Mexican place, or the new style of Mexican place, which used to be absolutely unobtainable in America and now seems to be opening in Los Angeles pretty regularly. The chef here is Diego Hernandez, who has a restaurant called Corazon de Tierra in Valle de Guadalupe that's pretty much considered the best restaurant in Baja, at least by some people. It came in 34th in the best restaurants in Latin America. And Verlaine had a rough opening. It's pretty cocktail-oriented. The food is plain. If you're expecting bells and whistles Mexican food, it's not that. Some of the food is spicy, but it's not all. And it was apparently pretty sloppy early on. But it is one of the best Mexican restaurants in Los Angeles. I mean, it's way up there.
Okay, so since I have a bean fixation, I have to ask you about the beans.
I think these are the best beans I've ever tasted, or at least the best Mexican beans I have ever tasted in California.
That's like a throwdown kind of statement.
They are spectacular. They're black beans. They're sort of soft fried, which means they're not really, they're mashed a little, but not a little bit. There's also tiny cubes of queso fresco.
So it's delicious.
It's so good. And it's served with the best flour tortillas, small, crispy, pulley, really lovely fragrance. And sometimes you wish you could just go there and order beans and tortillas and have your dinner like that.
Okay, but let's go beyond the beans and tortillas. What are we looking for here? Is it a taco place or is it a considered plated experience?
There are tacos occasionally. I mean, you can find a taco, but it's not a taco place. It's a small menu. Sometimes it leans towards seafood, right? There's a aguachile made with scallops, which, you know, it's a really spicy green ceviche. And the scallops are just absolutely fresh. I mean, they taste hours out of the sea. There's octopus ceviche that's crisped over a fire a little bit, so there's a smokiness to it, and always a sort of umami-ish tartness to a lot of the dishes. One of my favorite dishes there, weirdly enough, is carrots. They're just roasted carrots, but they're served with super fresh, super pungent salad of carrot tops and pumpkin seeds.
You have changed so much.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like those tacos we were talking about. You know, they're, you know, stuff with octopus or grilled fish or the smoked chicken enchiladas. Oh, my Lord, you have to try the enchiladas. They're folded. They actually look more like tacos than the tacos do, actually, which are kind of on the flat side. They come in a sauce, like a chili sauce. And there's a little bit of what they call a salsa macha, which is a Baja-style oil made with guajillo chilies and with burnt peanuts.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Glad to be here, Evan.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times, talking about Verlaine in West Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's week restaurant recommendations.